All right, welcome in. Special live stream. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Jerry Hamilton. Jerry's down in Mobile, Alabama, Sarah Land High School on the outskirts there. Jerry, we've got some news we wanted to share with folks. The latest on Dominic Williams, the defensive tackle out of TCU, visited Texas last week, visited Missouri over the weekend, then LSU the last 2 days. Texas coach Kenny Baker actually met with Williams yesterday for about two plus hours. Then now Williams apparently meeting with OU this morning and beginning around 10 a.m. We'll see how that goes. We were thinking that there might be a noon decision today, but as of right now, it appears like we're waiting still and seeing what's going to happen. There have been some wild figures thrown out there, the idea that Texas is out, Oklahoma's out, et cetera. Let's tell people what we have right now. We're sitting here at 11:45. Our latest information is about 15 minutes dated. Let's be clear about that. But let's give people what we have right now on the Dominic Williams situation.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for the teams that still have confidence in this, it's Texas and Oklahoma. I don't think LSU has much confidence in this. I think the NIL piece is a steep hill for LSU. Can that change? Sure, it can change. But that was as of late last night and early this morning. It looked like it was trending more towards Oklahoma versus Texas, Texas versus Oklahoma, Red River Shootout, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, Texas met Dominic Williams got in or left LSU at around 2:30 yesterday, flew back to Fort Worth. Texas met with him last night, as you said, for a couple hours. That was defensive line coach Kenny Baker. And then he's meeting with Oklahoma, Todd Bates. We are not sure who else there right now. And so it's going to be the decision's coming down. I mean, look, originally last week it was Wednesday, right, as a probability. Then earlier this week, maybe still Wednesday, but maybe later in the week, right? And now we're a little later in the week, Thursday. Late last night, I heard a decision is possible as early as noon today. You know, we'll see what happens on that. But that would be a quick turnaround from a meeting, of course. But you got to figure if he announced at noon, Bobby, today, that might not be good news for Texas.
You wouldn't think so, given that.
But you never know.
No, you never know. And I think that's the issue. And I want to say this. One of the reasons that some folks have put out there that the $2 million or $1.5 million, it's just not even in that category. And if people think Texas are going there, that they're sadly mistaken. I don't think anybody else is either, for the record. So have you. Texas had conversations with Williams late into the night last night as well. So this is a situation that we're all monitoring. I mean, there's nothing we can say here. Do I think Texas has an overwhelming amount of confidence right now? No, I don't. But I also would say that we'll see how that goes here in a minute. I want to also bring along some other information. People have asked this. Javion Cole, the defensive back, out of San Jose State. C.J. Vogel caught up with him a few minutes ago. He actually, his official visit to Texas started at about 11 o'clock today. So we're 45 minutes into that official visit. He'll stay with Texas through the end of the weekend, or not through the end of the weekend, through Saturday. He also has a visit set up for Auburn next weekend. However, we'll see what exactly transpires in Austin this week. Cole absolutely knows that Texas just lost a starting corner to the portal in Terrence Brooks. Jerry, we've talked about this. NIL recruiting is a strange world these days.
Yes,
it definitely is. And it's one that it's caused for big issues here. Is it possible we hear something in the next 15 minutes, or could we be waiting 5 hours or 5 days? What is your feeling on Dominic Williams' decision?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if it goes past Friday. I mean, I've just not heard anything of that. We'd heard Wednesday. Then maybe later in the week. Well, we're Thursday, almost to midday, right? So I don't think it's going to drag out much longer. I mean, if it went past Friday night, I'd be surprised at this point. But look, like you said, you never really know, especially in the portal. I think the portal versus high school, the portal is a sprint, and high school recruiting is still a marathon. But the portal being a sprint in recruiting, still, when it comes down to decision time, it turns into a, you know, maybe a little bit of a marathon to get to that final decision. But in totality, these things are sprints. And, you know, look at it with Dominic Williams, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. I thought Texas and Oklahoma had the most confidence last night. Two people I talked to, I just didn't think LSU thought it was them. And I just hadn't heard enough about Missouri to even think they're a player. So I think this is coming down to Texas and Oklahoma, barring a major change on the LSU side. And we'll see what happens.
It's very interesting because it could happen at any minute. And we're sitting here talking about it live. But I did want to make sure that everybody understood a couple things. One, that the figures that have been thrown out are just wildly inaccurate, in my opinion. Some people have been saying 1.5 to 2. That's not there. Oklahoma and Texas expected to go, wire to wire here. However, I would not, last minute, these kind of recruitments, Jerry, when he's made 4 visits,
yeah,
and he's done that. He did not go visit Missouri. He did not go visit LSU. So even though we think they're on the outside looking in right now, you never know what could happen at the last minute. In that scenario, Jerry, you're on the road today. Texas coaches on the road simultaneously. So I want to give you a chance to tell people where some of the Texas coaches are as well, and not just focus solely on Dominic Williams for this recruiting update.
Yeah. My head's probably in the way, but this is I'm at Sarah Land High School. I don't know if you can see this here, Spartan Stadium back there, the 2022 6A state champions, KJ Lacy, obviously the quarterback committed to Texas. I'm here for Sarah Land's practice today. This will be my 4th time to see KJ in person. Really excited to start my week on the road in Sarah Land. Then I'm gonna be in Georgia. I'm gonna be in Florida. So it's gonna be a fun trip here covering these guys for all the Texas fans out there and all the SEC fans. Everybody's involved with these kids. But again, I'm at Sarah Land today. And I'll be here through the afternoon for their practice, which starts about 2:30 or 3. And as far as the Texas coaching staff, a lot of guys are on the West Coast or headed to the West Coast. I think Texas is scheduled to see Josiah Sharma, the defensive tackle out of Folsom, this afternoon. So we'll see if that Nansen and Kenny Baker, or is it just Nansen? We'll have to see on that. But I think both of those guys will be there at that visit, barring a change. Then modern day, CJ Vogel reported on TexasFootball.com. Come be an OTFOG on TexasFootball.com. That a Texas staff is expected at modern day. That would fall in line. His hard choice was at Calvary Baptist to see James Simon yesterday. So it wouldn't be a shock to see Tashard Choice and Chris Jackson out at modern day, maybe even Johnny Nansen. There's 3 targets out there. Nasir Wyatt, the 25 linebacker. Marcus Harris, 25 receiver, Jordan Davison, 25 running back, then a number of young kids. I mean, modern day has 25 Division I kids in the program. So then there's San Clemente, Mateo Tego, the linebacker committed to USC. Then there's Marco Jones, the edge up at San Ramon in California. There's Hayden Lowe, Westlake Village there in Southern California. So there is a lot of targets, as well as a 2026 offensive lineman in Orange Lutheran down in Orange County that Texas has offered. Also, Kyle Flood scheduled to be up in San Francisco and then Southern California, from what I've heard. He's scheduled to see John Mills today, the 4-star offensive lineman from St. Ignatius in San Francisco, who I believe is a Texas lean over Washington, a tackle guard swing player, really talented kid. There's also Peter Longy up there, Archbishop Riordan, who Texas is recruiting. He may not be as high on the board as John Mills is. So there's a lot. I think Texas staff's in California heavy here closing out the week. Kenny Baker is in Florida to start the week. Saw Brandon Brown, the commitment, 4-star defensive lineman Myron Charles out of Port Charlotte as well. Went up to Georgia to see Kevin Wynn at Greene County. Kyle Flood was at IMG, up in Atlanta, and then in enemy territory in Baton Rouge in New Orleans yesterday, where he offered a 2026 Briston Martinez, who's one of the top offensive linemen in the country in 26. So staff's out and about everywhere. I'm at Sarah Land today. Again, if I don't know if you can see it, Sarah Land Spartans there. That's their home stadium there. They'll be practicing about 2:30. A.J. Milwee's scheduled to be out here to see K.J. Lacy either next Monday or Tuesday, by the way.
Got it. All right, that's Jerry Hamilton. Jerry, one last update here on Dominic Williams and Javion Cole. Dominic Williams expected to make a decision today between Texas and Oklahoma, although Missouri and LSU are not giving up. We'll see exactly what happens. We do believe Texas has been involved and had numerous conversations yesterday. The Longhorns and Kenny Baker met with Williams yesterday evening. Oklahoma meeting with Williams today and/or his representatives.
Yeah,
or his representatives, not necessarily not necessarily Williams himself. We can't confirm that at this time. All right, that's there. Javion Cole, the defensive back out of San Jose State, if you're just joining, has already begun his official visit to Texas at this point. So we'll see how that goes. He has started that around 11 o'clock today. CJ Vogel reporting that as well. All right, that is going to do it for this update. We just want to make sure everybody understands that, one, Texas isn't completely out. Two, it's not some $2 million crazy deal here. We'll see how it all comes about. But that's going to do it. As we know more, we will update either on video or on TexasFootball.com. Visit OnTexasFootball.com, become a premium member. It's really simple. It's for moments like this when you need to know something immediately and we have a chance. Become an OTF OG. It's $39.95 at OnTexasFootball.com. You get $20 off, by the way, when you use that code OTF OG. Again, we're waiting on the decision of Dominic Williams, defensive lineman out of TCU. Also, Javion Cole, defensive back out of San Jose State on campus as well. All right, that's going to do it. We just want to put a quick update out there so everybody knew what the very, very latest was on Dominic Williams, since it is such a big recruitment. For Jerry Hamilton, who fell offline there for a little bit, I'm Bobby Burton. Thanks for watching On Texas Football. Hook 'em.